The young ADA seems to have her hands full as Morelli slobbered all over her. Worthington glanced at her, their gazes meeting for a split second before she turned her attention back to the jabbering detective. Morelli's smile faded while Worthington talked, which moved her up a notch in Morgan's estimation. Anyone who could get that sort of a reaction from Morelli earned a silver star. Morgan caught snatches of the conversation, and it seemed Worthington didn't like being called Andy. Morgan looked long and hard at her. No, she wasn't an Andy. The name Andrea flowed like molasses off the tongue. A sensual name. No, no, no. Morgan, get that thought right out of your head. She studied Andrea in her peripheral vision. Andrea was around 5'3", and she was a pretty little thing. Well, little in Morgan's eyes because she herself was a shade under 5'10". Morgan looked directly at Andrea for a moment. Was she a natural blonde? She couldn't tell from this distance, but there didn't seem to be any obvious dark roots. Maybe she was. Morgan dismissed the thoughts and returned to typing her annoying report. The mumble in response to her hello was less than amiable, and Andrea knew she was in for a battle to be accepted by this crowd. She had worked very hard to get where she was, going against her family's wishes when she accepted the position in the DA's office. The disapproving angle of a raised eyebrow and the pursing of carefully outlined lips told her what her mother thought of her decision to move up north, and to New York, no less. She fought tooth and nail to get this job, trying to persuade family and friends alike that she was doing the right thing just after getting engaged. While her marriage was still a ways off, she was getting nervous about it. At first, the decision to seek the position seemed frivolous, but the more she thought about it, the more it seemed right. She was not running away, and no one was going to convince her otherwise. She studied the cluttered room. In this heat, the smell invaded her olfactory senses with the subtlety of the South Carolina Gamecocks locker room. If holding her breath until she passed out would have worked, she would have done that. The detectives moved toward her in a polite welcome, but her attention was caught by a lone figure at the back, sitting in front of a computer and silently watching her over the top of the monitor. A female detective with striking features and rich red-orange hair that was pulled back from her face. Their eyes met for just a moment before the detective returned to her work, leaving Andrea to wonder what affront she had caused.
Pay no attention to O'Callaghan, Andy. She's always like that.
The speaker's mouth turned up into a sneer. I'm Andrea Worthington, detective. And you are?
The name's Detective Frank Morelli. At your service, ma'am. But you can call me anything you want, counselor.
The accompanying smile, and all that it implied, left Andrea feeling uncomfortable. She had been propositioned by the best of them, but no one had left such a sour aftertaste.